Okay, רבותיי. Just a quick recap of what we learned last week. Last week we were speaking about some shoes that were dirty. So we didn't manage to finish it through. So we said that shoes that are dirty, so the chora to put them in water, that's mutter. Because even though to put a garment in water, that is cleaning a garment, leather, just soaking in water is not called cleaning. Rubbing it in water is called cleaning. But just putting water onto a leather garment, a leather shoe, is not called washing. If someone's got dirt on his shoes, he can go to the tap, and he can turn the tap on and let the water rinse off the wet mud or whatever. If it's dry, if the earth has hardened, so then there could be a question of teichen. It could be a question of just take it off. It crumbles. That could be problematic. But the isur teichen. But if it's wet, then to go and rinse it under the tap is mutter, because it's just rinsing is no problem. To take a glove and rub the dirt with your hand underneath there, that would be a problem. That's called rubbing. That would be problematic. But just to rinse it under the tap, that would be okay. That's what we said last time. Polishing shoes, that's the Erech of Shabbos over here, apparently given. Polishing shoes are a problem on Shabbos because of Tzevea. Where is that? Sifrot, Sifrot Zayin. Now, you mustn't polish a shoe. You mustn't use a polish on shoes or any other form of material which can clean shoes to shine, make it shine. That's the problem with Tzevea. And then we said also that shoes that are made of suede, it's got material, then just pouring water on it is problematic, because that's a material, and then shriyoso zei kibuso, just pouring water onto a garment, that is a problem. So when it's a leather and you pour water on it, or plastic and you pour water on it, that's no problem. When it's, what do you call it, when it's a material and you pour water on it, that is a... Sorry?
Suede
is more of a material, it's more absorbent. It's much more absorbent. As far as I know, no suede, why is it suede? Now, he calls it suede. It says over here, Na'orima suyos mechoma nikos zemesh. On the back, he translates zemesh as, as suede. So that seems to be a problem. Thank you. Yeah?
Regular leather got a smooth finish,
and
suede got a rough finish.
Is that all it is? It's not more absorbent, it looks much more absorbent.
It's got a rough finish, maybe.
He's an expert, I can't argue with him, I don't know, I find it killish. I thought it's much more absorbent. It won't go inside, it won't be absorbed inside.
The back of it is leather.
It is leather. It's leather skin. Okay, I have to check it out. That's what he's saying over here. Nali ba, the material or something is also problematic. Okay, you're saying exactly the same. It's like a softer, no? You get these women's shoes that are suede, it's like a much softer. I hear. Okay, wait a second. I'll get this tonight, actually. I must tell you. Let's talk about it. Let's go from the beginning here. Thank you. The mice are now. Let's talk about a new shy there. Let's talk about this week over here. What happened? Someone walked in the streets. He's got some mud in his shoes. And he came home. He didn't realize. He's got on the floor, he's got a nice muddy patch. So can he wash the floor, Rabbi Yisai? Let's talk about liner. Let's say material like this. Is there any limit on material like this? So is there any problem to wash the floor on showers? What? No, you're right. All right, let's say sponger. Can this person sponge his room on showers? What? Sponges, what doesn't squeeze? It's rubber. So we had an offer a long time ago, Rabbi. So right at the beginning, in Chodesh, Ashugum is very good, yeah. There we had a question about sweeping a floor on Shabbos. So there we had a whole shaila when you could sweep a floor which is not earthenware. Really, Ikad in its mutter, Lamaisa, the Ramon makes a gezeira. But, says the Bialocha, if all the houses in the town are smooth, like we've got nowadays, there's no problem of sweeping a floor on Shabbos. So nowadays, there's no problem of sweeping a floor on Shabbos. I mean, obviously, inside the house. I mean, in the garden, there's a problem. But inside the house, sweeping the floor is mutter, because all inside houses are paved. There's no ashrei gumas there. It's mutter. When it comes to washing a floor on Shabbos, there is a gzeira of ashrei gumas again. And here, we're not lenient. Here, we don't allow this heter that since all the houses in the town are paved, Therefore, we don't have to worry about it. There, the halacha still remains that it's a gzeira, and we don't let you wash a floor shot. I mean, if someone's got a sponger, and they've got a hole in the floor, so they could really, in theory, wash the floor on Shabbos with a sponger, and make all the water go everywhere, and then the water goes down the hole, hopefully there, and it goes out. Technically speaking, you're not doing any squeezing there. That's shemutah. The mice, that's awesome. That's awesome. The question over here is now, let's say over here, I've got a piece of dirt. I've got some mud over here. So since I've got mud over here, it's dirty. Can I pour a bit of water on a small area? Is the gezeira of Hadochos Haritzpah only on a big area? Or is it even on a small, secluded area? So that is the Machlokes HaPosim. Shlomo Zalman once said, if it's a very small area, then the chayr, that's okay. So according to Shlomo Zalman, what you could do is you've got a bit of mud on the floor, which is very disturbing. You can pour a bit of water on it, take some tissues, wipe it up, that's okay. Rav Nissim and others, they hold that's also Hadochos Haritzpah, but that's not a heter. There's no heter. Even a small amount of cleaning is also. The ritz of cleaning a floor is problematic. It's no chiddush, it's the whole flooring, or it's just part of the flooring. Both cases are also. So Nissim holds even a small area of cleaning up is problematic. So according to him, the only way you could do it, the chayra, is to take a tissue and wipe up the dirt as it is. That's mutter, yeah? Wiping up dirt is not a problem. What?
You've got
neither,
there's no problem.
Everything. We don't all floorings are problematic. Yeah, we're going to the merutzah, or to any merutzah. So there's no chilik in when it comes to washing, that Mishnah speaks out. We're not makel by washing, we're not makel in this kula. Because washing a floor is not such a big tzorich as sweeping, that's how they speak it out, and therefore this hesed doesn't apply. Yeah, it's a chilik, lemaisa, even though really it shouldn't be a problem, yeah? Our flooring. But it's a problem. Lemaisa, we don't allow it. So the chayr, you've got a bit of a mess over there. So according to Shlomo Zalman, you can pour water on it, then you can wipe up with tissues, let's say, that mess, and then you've got a nice clean floor again. According to Nissim Karelis and others, we learn that even a small area is a problem of washing up. You've got a problem, Taka. The only thing you can do is wipe up the area, and then you have to leave the stain there. Lemaisa, they speak out, this also is interesting, that Hadochos Haritzpah is also is to put water on and take it off. Just to pour a bit of water on and leave it there, or to pour some, what's it called, disinfectant, and leave it on there, that's mutter. So according to them, you could pour a bit of water on and leave it there, but you can't wipe it out. So again, according to Shlomo Zalman, you could pour, if it's a small area, you could pour a bit of water on it, take some tissues and wipe it out, because the gzeira of Hadochos Haritzpah is only on a whole flooring, it's not on a small area. According to others who hold that's also problematic, you've got no eter to put water down and wipe it out, because that is hadochah, that is washing. The only eter you can do is just to wipe up the mud, as it is, and then you just leave it, or you can wipe up the mud and then spray a bit of disinfectant on and leave it there, or pour a bit of water on and leave it there. That you could do, but you can't wipe it out. If it's dangerous, obviously, if the moshel oil is spilt, that's another issue. That's very dangerous. That can be dangerous. Watch, a person can slip, he can hurt himself. That's a rise in Shulchan Aruch, that for a Shiloh Hezek, where a person can damage himself, an Issa Drabon can be done. So that a person will be allowed to wipe up, that you could do in a way of wiping up properly. If that's the only way to do it, the oil, the wash is very hard. Just to pour, you can pour some paper on top of it and no one will slip, it's good. If you can't do that, then about it's dangerous to a person. The person might embarrass himself, he could damage himself. Then an Issa Drabon of Adachos Ritzvah can be weighed for that Issa. That's a very good question. A very good question. It means it's a little patch, not a big. You haven't got, like, it's not called. I don't know if you're room size when you call a Rosh Hashanah's diamond. I don't think he says exactly what the area is. It means a little stain on a little area. That's what it means, a little area. What we call a little area. And let's say a square way. Let's say a square way. Let's say a little square way. This square tile there, a small area. That's okay.
Look at the shishim, says.
That's a small area. It's very hard to use. I don't think it's an exact shear. I don't think it makes a difference in a big room, a small room. He's talking about a small amount, a very small shear. I'm not sure. We said, mum, it's what the area is. All right, let me just for a moment to check it out.
What small rooms did floors do there?
Sorry?
What floors?
He's talking about even hard floors. That means floors that are not earthenware. Lemaisa, if a person's got a big spillage over there, he's got a big spillage, dirty, and it's very unpleasant. It's not dangerous, but it's unpleasant. Someone spilled a whole load of things on the floor. Then you could get a non-Jew to clean your floor with a sponge only. Because that's an Issa Drabon. So you've got Shvus to Shvus, Mokum, Oenik Shabbos.
Why can't you do yourself a small area at a time?
That's called washing. And Rosh Hashanah says if a small area on a whole floor is okay, but once you start with every small area and you're doing a big area, that's called washing the floor. It's a nice way of doing it, but a mice, you wash the floor. That's no good. The mice, at the end of the day, you wash the floor. It has to be a small area, you know, it looks like a one-time wash that you're doing, and then that is okay to do. Once you start extending it, then that's called washing the floor. That's not the Hetzel Chazal. So the mice, practically speaking, in today's world where we live in England, we haven't got a sponger in our houses, right? So the Chora one couldn't get a non-Jew to wash the floor. To use a mop and bucket is a serious problem. A mop and bucket involves very many Asurim. First of all, when you put the mop into the water, you're doing melabim. You're cleaning the mop and you're in the water. When you take it out and you wash the floor, you're doing schita. That's an is of dosh, schita melabim. So to use a proper mop to wash the floor, that's more problematic. To get a non-Jew to do that, the Chora is problematic. Unless it's dangerous, I mean, if it's dangerous, someone can hurt themselves very bad in Mefsha. But generally speaking, this heter wouldn't apply over here, yeah? So now, Rabbi, I'll tell you a chiddush I found out today. What would you say if someone walks into something like dog's mess? It comes into their house, and it might have got a bad smell. It's not very pleasant. So the question is, first of all, there's a few questions. First of all, we've got the same question, can you wipe it up? The question is now also, what do you do about the brochas? Can you daven and bench in there in such a room with that smell?
It's kind of gross charade, isn't it?
Rosh Hashanah is a hetter in muksa. It's not a hetter in cleaning up. Sorry?
Yeah.
So, Shai is like, can you make a brocha in such a room?
So, why did it
have to
be
here? Yeah,
I haven't
got one. Oh, so this is an interesting halacha in Siman Ayin Tes. I must tell you, it's a chiddush to me. I spoke to Rob today about it. I find it a very big chiddush. I must tell you, Rabbi Yisai. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Tes. Let me just find it here. Now look in the Siman Ayin Tes. No. A nap is much worse. 1 minute. Okay, let's cover this in a minute. Let's just find that lock first of all. Soyas kelev a chazir, the tsoya of a dog or a chazir, in nosam mehem oirois, if you put skin into it, then marchikim mehem kemoim et tsoyas odom. You have to keep away from, like tsoyas odom. Tsoyas odom is much worse, yeah? So a nappy from a child is much worse. That's very, very chomo. There's a question to one. Once a child gets a certain age, then it's also to make any brochas in there whatsoever. A dog's tsoya over here looks like, if I read out the Shulchan Aruch, tsoyas kelev a chazir, nosam mehem oirois, marchikim mehem kemoim et tsoyas odom. In love, if you didn't put the skin inside, dinam kedin sa shabahim achayv oib. It's got the din like a normal animal. She ain't sorry la harachim ahem. You do not have to keep away. Now, boys, all of you sit down over here, yeah? You do not have to keep away. Shogun Oroka is on. Im ein behem reach ra. If it hasn't got a bad smell. Vim yesh behem reach ra. If it's got a bad smell, says the Shogun Oroka, dinam kumtoit seas odom. It's got the din like feces of a person. Says the Bia Locha. This halacha has got a bad smell. Is talking about not a dog's one. A dog's one, the smell is not a problem unless skin was put in. Now I spoke to Rob today. So I said to my cousin, and I said most people find it disgusting. He said, "Yeah, it's true. It is very disgusting. But it's possible we're not used to these smells, so for us it's very disgusting. But it could be a seed that's not a bad smell. I say it's a chiddush to me. I find it's a very big chiddush." He said, "Yeah, the shulchan aruch." And asked the shayla, he said, "The shulchan aruch says the tzoyah of a dog's not a problem." And who had din lechayra? I mean, it's not very relevant. As you're not going to a farm, but the tzoyah of a cow is also the same thing. And that they tie it even better. A lot of people tie the tzoyah of a cow is much better because there a lot of people say it's not as bad. The dog's one's mummish. Many people find it very echoey. So it's not very pleasant. A cow's one is apparently more. I'm not an expert in these things, but so they say it's more acceptable. Anyway, what comes out from over here, the Chora, I'm just saying it's a chiddush, it looks out that the fact that one's got soya from a dog in one's house is not a problem with regards to the brochas. It looks out like I'm still bench in there, one can say his brochas in there, he can learn in there, even if it's a very unpleasant smell, he's not restricted in diving there.
What you cover it, nothing.
It looks like you don't have to cover it. Yeah, it's a chiddush, that's what I said, it's a chiddush, most of the chiddush, I must tell you, I told you to sit down. It's a bit chiddush, yeah? What you can do, that's also interesting, is the mice, you can take disinfectants and spray it. That you can do. That's not called hadocha. Hadocha is to put water on and lift it off. just to pour, we're talking about a laminate floor, yeah, here we're talking about for the time being, a flooring which is hard, a hard surface. So to pour, to spray disinfectant onto that feces or wherever it is, that's not a problem. Wiping out might be a problem. So again, one could take a tissue. Again, if it's a small area, according to Shlomo Zalman, you could put a bit of water down. If it's a small area, wipe it out with tissue and put it away. Not like Shlomo Zalman, if you learn that even a small area is also including the Gezeirah Hadochah, then all you could do is just take some tissues and wipe it off. No more than that. You can't put any water down. You can spray afterwards a bit of disinfectant on that area, let it settle down there, but you mustn't wipe it out. Because wiping out, that is the Hadochah. Hadochah is you pour liquid down and then you wipe it out. So just to leave liquid down, that's not a problem, Hadochah. So just to spray that that smell of those feces there is not a problem. Someone said to me today, it's a problem of molid reach. Like you're creating a nice smell. That's wrong. The mice is not wrong. But molid reach is to make a new smell, which is nice, to counteract the bad smell, which is there. That's not called molid reach. So the mice said, that's the only aids I can give you on a laminated floor, yeah? Either to wipe, say, if you ride on Shlomo Zalman, you can put a bit of water down and wipe it up. If you don't land on Shlomo Zalman, then you can just wipe it out and spray a bit of disinfectant on that area. If it's very, very bad, it's mamish unpleasant, it's mamish covered up breathers, people can't be in that room, it's mamish unpleasant, it's quite a big area, it's quite a resident. Then l'chora, a non-Jew will be allowed to wipe out with a sponger, but I'm saying that's not very practical nowadays. We haven't got, and in the houses that we live in here in England, we haven't got the facilities for a sponger. In that story, you can do it, but here you haven't got it. Some say that you can ask a non-Jew, it's also very difficult this, the non-Jew to wash, put a bit of water down and take tissues and wipe out every bit of area. That's Hadochah, which is Issur Midrabbanan, for Kovod HaBriyos, maybe. That's, I don't know which non-Jew is going to do that for you. It's a very practical solution.
The
what?
The guy is doing it on their own way. You don't have to use
the Richly, my friend, but there has to be, there's a hectic way of doing it. You can only ask a non-Jew to do so, which is normal for a non-Jew to wash. I mean, if you ask a non-Jew, for example, I don't know what, to wash up, and a non-Jew decides to use hot water, that's true, because you can wash up in cold if you have to. That's true. But if something which a non-Jew couldn't do, you can't expect a non-Jew to wash up a floor with tissues. It's not normal. I mean, you wouldn't take it anymore.
It can be done.
It's very unpractical. It's not normal. It's not a normal way of washing a floor. That's not. I don't think that's enough of a hezbollah to make it mutter. It has to be a normal thing to do. Something which is so abnormal, and then I don't think that's a heter to ask that you can allow a non-Jew to do it that way. Yeah, it'd be a good heter when we can find a non-Jew clean house. I mean, I know someone told me a while ago that they got clean in the house on Shabbos, they go to sleep, and they tell a non-Jew to clean the house, but they come down, the whole kitchen spick and span. That's very nice, the Meister. That's not a heter. It's a very nice idea, the Chora. But yeah, what happened to the Chora? It's a problem. What you're doing is, and you know the goats are going to use a mop and a broom. There's no other way of doing it, really. Practically speaking, there's no other way of doing it. She's doing it for you, that is. The Chora is problematic. So that one needs the heter for. If one can find a heter, I'm saying it's not. There are certain cases, the Moshe Meister, you have to know, there are certain cases where one can find a tame. But generally speaking, the Chora is problematic to do this. It's not glut, that's mutter. We haven't got time. I'm just bringing the next one. This is all talking about a laminated floor, yeah? On lino, on flooring. If this happens on carpet, you've got a much more serious problem. Because there, just to pour water on carpet is already cleaning. Just to take a bit of water and pour water on the carpet which has got this dirty stain on, that already is called melabim. That's much worse than Hadochah HaRitzpah. Hadochah HaRitzpah is when you've got a hard floor and you want to clean the floor. We're talking about now, if you've got carpet on there, that's a much more severe problem. Pouring water onto that is a much more severe problem. The only aid to the violin we've got is to make a spray, a bit of disinfectant. That little bit of disinfectant is not teferach, I'm not lafiach, it's not called shriyasi. If you spray a little bit of disinfectant on that area, then which is not, if you put your hand on it, it won't make the other hand wet, it won't make it wet. That's called, not called shriyasi, that would be what to do. But other than that, to pour water on it, the is problematic. All right, please say.
Oh, yeah.
So the question there is much work. But there, of course, it's a sort of a thing. According to me, it should be no problem anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I have to ask him, he told me once, maybe it's a much worse problem. The kishkas are maybe worse.
What?
The kishkas. But in the base of the time down here, the base of the time is worse, no? The actual sheet house.